Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls, and there's still all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about here tonight. But we'll start out with John in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Hello, John.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Wanted to first apologize on my call yesterday. I said 79 people voted for an income tax, and was facting only 72 voted, including two Republicans who I don't think will win their re-election come November, if one's hopeful.
But, yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like those 72 people would be folks that would be worthy of ejecting from their seats.
One can hope. I wanted to talk to you about your cognitive dissonance, Ian.
Okay.
I was listening to the podcast where you were railing on the alleged steroid used by Mark McGuire and, you know, standing up for contracts, basically, before you learned, you know, the actual situation there. Whereas in the day before show, you were saying, well, if the Chinese buy up all the futures for food production, well, why don't we just ignore those contracts? And I'm surprised as a voluntarist how you can so casually dismiss a voluntary contract between a farmer and whoever buys that future just because times are bad.
That's a good point. What we were talking about in the case with the food situation was people were suggesting that there were dire times ahead for Americans in that some people believe that there are going to be some food shortages, even starvation of people. And I was saying that I didn't believe that that would necessarily be the case simply because there are human beings that are running those food operations. And it's very likely that they will shuffle food along in the black market if necessary to get the food out to the people that are in their neighborhoods or that are here in this country that that need them. And I, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I would say that if it comes to an issue of some people are starving and they could use your food versus your contract, then you should break your contract. And there are always ways to get out of contracts.
Well, yes, but I mean, it's an interesting sort of stance to take as somebody who believes in a voluntary society, where I would think a contract willingly entered between two individuals should be as sacrosanct as it could be. But if you look at the reality, I mean, we had an apple shortage a couple of years ago, and that just meant there wasn't quite as wide a variety of apples available in the stores. Maybe they weren't quite as good as they otherwise would be, but I never walked into a supermarket and couldn't buy apples.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's going to be any problems. Like I said, if there's, I'm not one who believes there's going to be starvation in America. So I was only suggesting that, you know, people break their agreements if it comes down to some sort of dire situation. I don't think that's going to be the case, personally. I think that if there's a shortage, like I said, that night, it's likely that Americans might have to go without, like you're saying, the huge selection of apples, or maybe they'll have to eat some canned pears or something like that. I think that's about as bad as it'll
get. There are ways to make good in some way. If you break a contract, the idea is you've done some kind of harm because there's an expectation of that service, and so some kind of harm can be done because the contract was broken, and that's where you, that's what you try to make good on. That's where you've essentially done some harm by not fulfilling a contract, and you try to make good. But again, you know, a life or death situation, I don't think anyone's going to say, well, you have to, you know.
Well, I mean, if you look at the technology of growing food, if you go into a supermarket now, you have the same pretty much vegetable and fruit selection you have almost any other time of year because somewhere on the planet it's growing. But if you look at, say, some of the bell peppers that look especially good, they'll say hothouse grown because apparently somebody in marketing thinks hothouse sounds better than greenhouse. But you can growing things anywhere on the planet in a greenhouse, and anybody cultivating slightly illegal herbs will tell you you can grow anything underground if you throw enough resources at it. We can grow all the food we want in a high-rise building that no longer houses people and do vertical farming.
Yeah.
I mean, if the market springs up where we need to do it and somebody's willing to pay for it, we can grow all the food we want in as little, you know, actual space as needed because the market will support growing that food.
I agree with you completely. I think that there's not going to be I don't think that we're going to see starvation in America unless the government takes over food distribution. I agree with you. I mean, vertical farming and all that stuff is a possibility.
It depends on how much violence they're willing to put to bear, because, again, you know, if it gets to starvation, people are going to break the rules to get food, and that's a good thing, you know, that they're breaking the rules to survive, and that's fine. And it might just let people see the dirty, how destructive the violent nature of government is.
So, Ian, speaking of this Mark McGuire situation, I want to reset on that, because I feel like there's something I missed in that conversation. What your concern was is that Mark McGuire breached his contract, and even if the MLB and the Cardinals management wanted him to do steroids, which I believe they did, but we don't know for certain, because those are the guys that get away with it. But even if they did, that he was somehow, his breaching of the contract was a breach of the contract with the fans too. And in this same contract, one will assume that all substances, because there was a memo in 1992 from the MLB head guy that said all illicit substances are not for use by the player. So essentially, it was a rule of MLB that nobody use any kind of illicit substance.
Yeah, we found that out later.
Do you think that Mark McGuire's opportunity to enter the Hall of Fame as hitting the most home runs in a season ever should be stopped if he was found smoking one joint one time while working for the MLB?
If he was under contract to not do illicit
substances.
That's
what the memo says. It's not really a contract. It's a rule of the monopoly organization for which he worked.
Well, if he's contracted to follow their rules, then I would think that he should be ejected from the organization. Hey, John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with smoking a joint. But I think
likely, what if his team doesn't want to eject him, though? I mean, that was the rule of the organization that he shouldn't do that. But what if his team doesn't want to?
If it doesn't require ejection for breaking the rules, if there's some other sort of provision that
over. There wasn't a provision. It was a memo of the organization. Then it said that it was against the rules. So you're taking a very hard line on an issue that they weren't taking a hard line on.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if their rules say that you have to be ejected for that, then he should be ejected. I don't know what their rules say. If their rules say that you're just subject to drug testing from then on, or you're subject to a financial penalty or whatever, then.
Their rules now are different after Congress went after Major League Baseball. But you can see just how awful it is when the NFL instead really will only kick you out for four games, whereas MLB, which had direct problems from Congress, kicks you out for life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a big difference because of government's intervention. Basically,
sure.
These organizations want people to excel and do well, and they don't really care how it is they do it.
Okay. Well, anything else?
I'm looking for consistency here, man.
Did you get it?
Nah, not really.
No, what? Well, okay, how was I inconsistent?
Because I feel that the rules are, for Major League Baseball at the time, that he wasn't allowed to use any illicit substances. They didn't put a penalty in place.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a penalty. And
well, if there's no penalty, then no big deal then.
The organization, well, you seem to think it was a terrible deal.
Well, I'm sorry.
Before.
I thought that I was under the impression that if you broke one of their rules, that you were in violation of their contract and there was penalties. If
well,
you're
you
telling
are
me there's
in
no
violation
penalty,
of the contract.
Well, if you're telling me there's no penalty for it, then it doesn't matter, right?
Well, there's a penalty. It's as much of a penalty as they want to make it.
Okay, so then right? If they decide there's no penalty, then it's no big deal.
But
so
you
it all
didn't
depends
care
on what...
about them. You cared about the little boy with the sideways hat and the pimples who might have thought that Mark McGuire wasn't doing steroids, even though he went from skinny man to a Hulk in 5 years.
That's no, I didn't care about that. I cared about what the agreement said. And
you said you cared about the agreements.
What we said were we were talking about the contracts that they had, and I presumed that there was some sort of enforcement for breaking the rules of the contract. Now you're telling me there is no enforcement if they choose to be no enforcement, so therefore, okay, let it slide. Whatever. It all depends on what their agreements are.
Wrap it up. Let's go back. Go on.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I mean, Dale, how do you feel about it? Do you think that agreements mean something? If a baseball player, if there is a punishment for breaking the rules in baseball, should that player be punished or not?
Well, I guess it's. I mean, there's some discretion always in such things. I don't see why it's you know, if they want to exercise some discretion, and he's obviously okay with that, then I don't see what.
But you got to understand, I was getting called a cheater two nights ago because I was saying that, well, you know, Major League Baseball wanted Mark McGwire to do the steroids, but this their contract said differently, and I, you know, it was a wink, wink, nudge, nudge situation.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Features including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is complete, and you can read it for free at peaceprosper.com. And help Ben Woods construct Catalyxia, peaceprosper.com.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Mark in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I was just checking the news a little while ago, checking the Drudge Report, and it labeled, like, Haiti, you know, the whole destruction of the earthquake down there, labeled that country as, like, anarchic, like there's no government involved, and even though, you know, the UN's kind of involved and meddling in their business and all that, but, you know, for us that sounds good, but for them, obviously, because of property rights and other issues, they're in, you know, a lot of trouble, but it kind of sounds like a good place to start for a, you know, new country. Start all over, right?
Well, I've thought about this you know, a couple of times in the recent history, because what you've got there is you've got a great deal of very cheap labor, and one might be able to, you know, go in there and provide you know, a manufacturing place and really help those people, and, you know, providing them jobs and ways to subsist and things like that. But I think that one would have to be very careful how they proceeded, because essentially these people are so poor, and you know, the work ethic, as I understand it, right? And I've only been there for you know, a couple of days. It's not like I know intimately Haiti, but you know, it seems to me, if anything of value showed up, they may just very well attack it in mass and strip it of everything that it had.
I think there's this is. Whenever someone talks about, like, a lot of people like talk about Somalia as an example of anarchy and how hard, you know, how we wouldn't want to live in Somalia, and because look what anarchy is like over there. And it's really, the problem is, like, Somalia, government is not the only issue that has an effect on our style of living. You know, if you look at something like Somalia, where there's just not the infrastructure in place that there is and you know, built up areas and stuff like that, you can really only judge their government system by what it was before and what it was after and things like that. But like Haiti, just because there's not a lot of government there, that's one good factor about it, honestly. But the fact, you know, that there's not much infrastructure and everything means you have to really build from the ground up, which is, you know, that's quite a lot to do. So it, just the fact government alone and the structure of government alone is, you know, it's not really fair to look at that as if it's, you know, that's not something that exists in a vacuum.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't think it's necessarily the case that there isn't government in Haiti. It's that
there's government.
There's government in Haiti. It's just that they are being, I mean, they were destroyed by this earthquake. So, I mean, the Capitol building, or the place where the president lives, was destroyed. And so the if there are government agents there in Haiti, they are scrambling to help themselves out of whatever mess they're in. And they're certainly not taking any time to help their so-called citizens out, because, well, that's what governments do. They look after government first before they look after anybody else. And if if there was not government in Haiti before the earthquake, which is not true, there absolutely was, then people would be able to start businesses and innovate and create new wealth, and they're not. And the reason why they aren't is because they're prevented from doing that by their despotic dictatorship governments. But to address your question about, well, would this be a good place to start over? Would Haiti be a good place to, you know, begin building a voluntary society? And the answer is no, because it's they've come to this situation where their government is in peril by a natural disaster. They didn't come to the situation by the consent of the people that are involved in living in Haiti. The people there didn't come to the conclusion that they no longer wish to have government and would like to involve themselves in a voluntary society. They didn't come to that conclusion. It's just that something awful happened to them.
Yeah,
and they've been thrown into this.
In those cases, you usually just have like one government replaced by another, possibly even more.
Indeed, you've got got the UN coming in there. You've got the U.S. government coming in there, and now the U.S. government is saying that they're going to take control of the island. So when you have a situation, whether it's an act of nature or whether it's people literally just throwing over a government by violence, you've got a very volatile situation where other governmental organizations will come in and attempt to foist themselves on that area, as opposed to what I think that at least what Dale and I would advocate on this show is a voluntary, peaceful evolution where people just come to the conclusion that they don't need government anymore and that they want to move on and live life without it. That's where you want to start a voluntary society.
I've always seen it as being a gradual transition. I think it takes people like the guests we had earlier, engaged in agorist business activities and a healthy, voluntary, peaceful market, gradually phasing out and starving the violent market that is that involves the monopoly government. So I think that it takes an evolution into that. Anytime everyone says, well, let's say government's gone tomorrow, I'm like, oh dear, please don't. That's not going to be a happy thing. It's not going to result in a suddenly a free society if government were to somehow, like if you snuffed out government somehow tomorrow, that would not be a good thing. It would cause chaos. It's like, if you ever seen someone try to go off heroin, you might say, oh, heroin's good for them because look how sick they are now that they're not on heroin anymore. That's what it would look like. It's very misleading when someone is horribly addicted to doing things this one specific way and knows no other way. And then suddenly it's gone, and that's going to be a chaotic thing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those points can be argued. About the private sector, that can be handled by the private sector. All governments, obviously ours at the federal level and any level of any government's corrupt. There's just a bit more openly. I mean, the police are probably out there looting, literally, actually stealing openly now.
Happened during Hurricane Katrina. There was video footage of the cops going into stores and stealing stuff. So,
sure, there you go. I mean, that's a argument against that one, but it's gradual. But so in other words, I guess the best thing would be for anyone willing to move down there and help build and just start off kind of like this country did. Well, back there are people here before the late 1700s, back when they were building. And you could argue maybe you get a constitutional government formed and all that, but I don't think these people got a history of that. They got a history of open corruption, more corruption than ours, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to just waltz into Haiti and start talking to people about writing up a constitution at this point in time, because that's not where they are. That's not where their mindset is. At least I don't know. I mean, I don't know them personally. But had it been there, then we would have seen some sort of uprising or something like that going on down there prior to this natural disaster.
Yeah, but that point, Ian, I mean, look at Detroit. I'd love to go up there now and say, look. Look at where your people's mentality and philosophy has gotten you. Your lives are destroyed. Everything you've ever known is destroyed in front of your eyes. How about we start all over with my philosophy, my way of life?
Well, I don't know who you're going to talk to in Detroit about that, but I'd love to bring a video camera. I'd love to see what happens if you do, because it seems to me that the human animal's ability to obscure, what the causes are for their problems is amazing. I'd love to see something like that.
Yeah, let us know how that works out, Mark. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. And we're brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year, free for you at freetalklive.com.
And if you hate making extra trips out to carry the grocery bags back in, you can take a tip from Ian and I. We've been using the Totasack for the last few months. And it's a handle made of 100% recycled polymer and made right here in the United States, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks, mostly grocery bags, but you can use them to take the stuff out to the boat or even those 5-gallon pails when the little plastic handle breaks off. Go to Totasack.com, Totasack, and get a family pack today. It's Totasack. They can carry more than you can, a lot more.
And keep listening, because we're likely going to have a 2-pack of the Totasack to give away here sometime tonight. So we'll give you the special call-in contest lines at that time, when it's the right time, which is not right now. All right, so right now, though, would be a good time for you to dial in and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Since Mark brought up the issue of Haiti and their alleged lack of government, that is the top story over at the Drudge Report, and it did certainly caught my eye, because they're using the term anarchy, a lack of rules or lack of rulers, And it's Reuters that is claiming that
they've got rulers. They're just not paying it. They just don't pay much attention to them.
Well, the rulers, when you say they don't pay much attention to them, what does that mean?
As I understand it, there's a presidential palace, right? It got destroyed, right?
Yeah.
That one would assume that there was somebody living in that palace and operating out of that palace. That person, I'm going to call the president. I don't know much about Haitian politics. And
President René Préval.
And, you know, mostly on that island, people just do what they need to do in order to survive. And they're at subsistence levels. The vast majority of the people on the island of Haiti, their biggest problem day to day is finding water to drink.
Hmm.
And, you know, scraping a subsistence out of the island. So, you know, they don't pay much attention to the authorities, and the authorities don't bother to tax them or anything like that. They don't have much. I was there in their airport. Not only don't they have air conditioning, they don't have windows. I mean, it's just a cement block building, you know, there.
Wow.
They've got enough money to give a few machine guns out to their cops / soldier people, but, you know, there's not much to tax.
Well, what happens in Haiti when somebody decides to be entrepreneurial? I mean, what happens when somebody wants to set up some kind of...
They're all entrepreneurial.
There's voodoo on them.
Well, there's not... I mean, who are you going to be entrepreneurial with? A bunch of other people that have no money?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, if you're a Haitian carpenter and you live in Deschampal up in the mountains where Highway 1 goes through, and Highway 1 makes my driveway look like a superhighway. I mean, this is a pothole, pocked, disgusting, awful highway.
Well, people have to start creating wealth somehow, right?
Sure, but
happens to somebody who wants to create wealth?
Well, you have to be around people that are able to buy that, whatever it is, the good or service that you're exchanging. Mostly these people are, you know, making enough to with their friends and family can eat, and that's about it. They don't have indoor plumbing or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, but everybody was at that point at some point, right, in history. I mean, there was subsistence.
Yeah.
Everybody was at some point at a subsistence level, and things got better from there. So I guess my question is...
When they get to a certain level, the government extracts as much wealth as possible from that level. Once it's worth going in and sending in armed goons to take as much money as possible, basically they do that. And that's essentially why things haven't worked in Haiti.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I wanted to make sure was the case, is that you aren't able to be entrepreneurial past a certain point. You aren't able to actively create new products and services if that's something that you want to do, if it starts actually becoming worthwhile for you.
It's really a sort of a cannibalistic economy. I mean, a government always is, but it's just that bad, it sounds like, that it's just cannibalizing their economy.
Well, the government is providing such an important service for the whole island, the 3 million people, that you know, those making the most money there have to support that, right?
Desperate Haitians turned rubble-strewn streets and parks into makeshift hospitals and refugee camps on Thursday in the absence of any noticeable response from authorities in Haiti after Tuesday's earthquake.
They were doing this, by the way, when I was there. They were living on the airstrip that we came in. I mean, there were people living there, so I don't think that that's entirely unusual.
With the 7.0 magnitude earthquake collapsing the presidential palace, a string of ministries, and the headquarters of the UN peacekeeping mission in the country, Haiti faces a dangerous vacuum in security and government. The Caribbean nation of 9 million people...
I thought it was 3 million. 9 million?
They're claiming here.
Whew.
The poorest in the Western...
Who would know? How would you possibly know?
I don't know. Poorest in the Western Hemisphere has a turbulent history of conflict, social turmoil, dictatorship, fragile institutions, and devastating natural catastrophes. Many in the capital, Port-au-Prince, picked away at shattered buildings with bare hands, sticks, and hammers, hoping to find loved ones still alive. Thousands of homeless people began to set up their own camps anywhere they could, the biggest right opposite the collapsed presidential palace. Look at us. Who's helping us? Right now, nobody, said Jean Malesta, a 19-year-old student who was the only survivor when her apartment building collapsed from the powerful quake that has killed thousands, possibly tens of thousands. She and a dozen others lay under a tent they'd set up in the park opposite President René Préval's palace. His weak and under-resourced government appears totally unequipped to handle this crisis, its officials in disarray, and nowhere to be seen. So far, they brought us nothing. We need water, food, shelter, everything, but we're on our own, Melissa added to cries of agreement from women sitting and lying around her. So that's what you get when you look to the government for assistance, as the people in after Hurricane Katrina found the government was allowing people to perish rather than helping them. And that was the American government, which was not underfunded in any way, shape, or form.
They weren't even willing to get out of the way for lots and lots of voluntary help.
That's right.
Lots of voluntary help for Katrina that was told to go away.
There was so much.
They weren't qualified or they weren't authorized.
Right. It was the complete opposite of the situation. I mean, the Katrina debacle was a total 180 degrees away from what's happening in Haiti. In Haiti, the government is so weak there as far as there's just not much to it, because there isn't, like you're saying, there's not much wealth for them to extract from the population there. So when their buildings caved in, they just went and tried to save themselves. They're nowhere to be found at all. Whereas after Hurricane Katrina, you've got the U.S. federal government that has billions upon billions of dollars and an unending amount of bureaucrats, and they just came to that area and crawled all over it, and like Dale said, prevented the actual people who are willing to help from coming in and actually giving people assistance.
My mom was turned away, her whole church group. They were going to send a bus full of supplies and volunteers, and they were told they could not because they had not gotten the proper government training for disaster training, something like that.
Something stupid.
Yeah, and it was there were stories like that all over the place. Walmart being turned away, trying to bring in truckloads full of ice and water for people. They were refused access. Oh no, we've got this under control. We don't need you here. And they didn't have it under control. There were people that were dying. Old people in a nursing home. I remember that one story someone called to tell us about. People in a nursing home were calling out to their. One of them was calling to her son, asking when he was going to come and rescue them. And he said, "Well, help's on the way. Help's on the way." And help never came, whereas somebody who cared could have actually come in and done something to help those folks had they not been prevented from doing that by the existence of the government. So there in the Hurricane Katrina situation, you've got so much government that no one else was able to assist, and the government, of course, botches up anything it does, whereas in Haiti, at least, the government's nowhere to be found. So people that want to go help in Haiti will likely not be prevented because the government's not there to prevent them.
Right. Likely there won't be any prevention, but... You know, people that are sitting around waiting for the Haitian government in Haiti to come and save them are going to be sorely disappointed, too, because the Haitian government's busy trying to, prop up the Haitian government.
That's exactly what governments do, is they are very much concerned about their own selves, not so much you, not so much the little people. Totasac.com, TOTASAK. We've got a two-pack of the Totasac to give to you if you're caller number two at 603-435-1105. That's our special contest line, 603-435-1105. Caller 2, you're getting a two-pack of the Totasac. Help you bring those groceries back in from the car, and who knows what else you carry with it. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 14 1,500 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, you get access to perks like the Amp Only Forum, the Amp Only, we got Amp Only call-in lines even, and a few other perks for you over at amp.freetalklive.com. And what we'll do is we'll take that money in, the $3 a month, and we'll reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. As we continue, the story from Reuters about what's going on down in Haiti with the lack of government. They done disappeared. What happened was the 7.0 magnitude earthquake devastated the government's infrastructure there. And so essentially the government's just kind of looking after themselves, which is really what they do best. When, for instance, here in America, some kind of school shooting thing will happen, like at Columbine or whatever, the cops will arrive on the scene, and they'll just kind of, you know, putz around for a while as they ensure that their officers are safe. They have to make sure that the officer safety comes first before the safety of little civilians.
It's also true, for instance, there's a lot of laws about having guns in government buildings. You know, of course, their people have guns, but then they'll put up metal detectors and pass laws about having guns in government buildings. And
for their protection.
New Hampshire, they're trying to pass, or they already are doing it. They're putting rules in place. You can't have guns in the state house and things like that. So it's like, you know, the government people are more important. It's much more, you know, it's important to protect them.
That's right.
And you know, of course, all it's all just the whole notion of them serving us and that we're and that the government is there to serve us is just rhetoric.
Yes.
It's just it's the image that they have to maintain.
Public
they have
relations.
To look busy. They have to do. They look like they're, yeah, they're doing the PR that says, oh, we're working for people, we're here for people, that's why we're here. But that's all just rhetoric.
So there's a little bit more to the story here. The people in Haiti are now realizing that they can't look to the state to assist them with anything. One lady points out that they need food, water, shelter, and everything, but so far they've brought us nothing. A major international aid effort has not yet kicked in, although plenty of small groups, many from the United States, have scrambled quickly, moving personnel into Haiti by plane and overland from the neighboring Dominican Republic. The problem is that unlike traditional disaster situations, we have few local partners to work with because most of them have had their buildings destroyed and are looking for their own dead and missing, according to a senior official with the International Medical Corps. Haitians are doing their best to survive chaotic conditions in the absence of any clear leadership, said an expert from the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue think tank. The sad truth is that no one is in charge of Haiti today. This vacuum, coupled with the robust response from the Obama administration, has inevitably created a situation where the U.S. will be the de facto decision maker in Haiti. So that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that's the way it's been. I can't remember what they call the Monroe Doctrine. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but that's what we told the rest of the world. Look, we'll handle the Western Hemisphere. This is all ours. And, you know, that's how the United States feels, is that pretty much everything in the Western Hemisphere belongs to the United States. And I would say that that likely is, that is the reason that communism took hold in places like Cuba, Venezuela, in so many places in South America, is because they were trying to buck the United States' rule, because the United States wasn't doing a very good job of looking out for the interests of the little people. They were looking out for the interests of, well, the United States moneyed interests.
Guy LaRocha, hospital's director, said it was already filled to overflowing with more than 1,500 rapidly decomposing bodies.
Oh.
Many had been left lying out in the sun. LaRocha said he had no contact with any government officials to see what to do with them. I'm awaiting the decision of the government. What else can I do? Well, here's an idea. Do what you need to. Whatever that means. The government's not going to get back to you anytime soon, man. This is not the time to be asking bureaucrats for permission to do things. But it just shows the mentality of people that have been beaten into submission by their overlords at the state. He's probably scared that if he doesn't wait to find out what to do, that they'll come after him. And maybe they still will. Maybe once some semblance of governmental gang, you know, is reformed in the area, they'll come after him. But it seems, you know, at this point in time, it seems unlikely he's even going to hear from anybody anytime soon. So you got 1,500 bodies. You've sent out word to the government agents to find out what you're supposed to do about them. They're not getting back to you. You better figure it out. Now you're in charge, dude.
That's the truth.
Around the city, many Haitians put rags and masks over their faces as the stench from rotting bodies began to rise.
How awful.
Crushed cars and vans stuck out of collapsed buildings while children's toys, shoes, and paper were scattered on the streets. In poor areas, there was little sign of any coordinated rescue activities. One resident said, I think 50% of the city is destroyed. Reuters witnesses saw some city blocks completely leveled, though in other areas the damage was more patchy. In the upscale Petionville sector, a Chilean contingent of UN peacekeepers, many of whom arrived only last week and looked stunned at events, were helping excavate rubble at the landmark Hotel Montana. They said they pulled out 14 people alive already, foreign customers and local workers alike, and thought there were dozens more underneath the stones. So they've certainly got it's an awful situation there. I've heard that UPS is shipping aid packages down for free. It's my understanding that American Airlines is, if you're a doctor or a medical personnel, you can get an air flight down there for free.
Jeez, I can hardly imagine I can land on that airstrip. It's not even concrete.
It's one of the problems they're having is getting excavation equipment out to areas that need it. They can't get it there because of the situation with the roads. So it's a real mess.
It is a real mess.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's just interesting that the government is nowhere to be found, and it's always the government that's telling you they're going to look out for you and take care of you. And don't think that just because it's a relatively absent or unwealthy government that the same thing won't happen to you here. If you are in this country, which has a government that is very well-funded, and you're expecting them to take care of you in a disaster situation, you may be unpleasantly surprised. Be aware of that.
Yeah, I think that the most humane thing that the United States could do for people in Haiti is allow the ones that that want to escape the island to come to the United States for a better life to do such a thing.
Well, they won't be doing that because they need to fill out the proper paperwork and pay thousands of dollars in fees.
If you're from Haiti, you just can't come. That's just the rule. I mean, you know, unless you've got family or something to sponsor you, but it's still, you know, a nightmare.
Yeah, but you're right, Mark. That would be the truly humanitarian thing to do, is to allow people to come here and work to make a better life for themselves.
And I mean work. I don't mean get given anything for free.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Ryan, listening in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Hey. I just got a weird fax from Paula from Florida. She says the reptilians have kidnapped her, and that's why she hasn't called in the show.
It has been a long time since we've heard from Paula. That's cute.
She was revealing too many of their secrets. I think that's the problem. She was a security threat to them, and so I'm not surprised that they finally did abduct her.
She's a dangerous woman.
We got her in that mountain out in Montana or Colorado, wherever it is. Actually, I was wondering if you guys ever heard of this new magnet power generators that you can put in your home. They say you can build them for like $200, and they can power your whole house.
No, I have not. What's
making it move?
These magnets have, you put these two magnets in inside the generator, and their opposition forces make them spin away from each other, and it's supposed to be almost like perpetual. Australian inventor created it.
No, that's a scam. Magnets are involved, and when you're generating power, they usually involve magnets. A lot of times it's an electromagnet, but it can be just a regular magnet. But a magnet doesn't generate any power by itself. You have to exert some power to move it,
right?
And then it will generate electricity in coils of wire around it. So something has to move it to generate the power. What you're essentially doing is converting one source of power into another. And so essentially, that's how a generator works. It works off of gas or propane or something like that, oil that will, and you burn that, and that will generate. You can generate steam, for instance, something that's used to turn it. And you always lose some energy in the inefficiency in the conversion of like heat into electricity. But you can't just have magnets by themselves. They will not turn. They will not move.
I was watching a video off, I think it was CNN, this Australian guy. What he did is he originally hooked this generator that he created up to a battery to get it started. But once it gets started, apparently like it's these two opposing magnetic fields keep spinning the generator away from it, like the stator in the generator. So it's the magnetic field's resistance that keeps it spinning.
Apparently. Well, I tell you what, if it's true, if what you're saying is true and it's really out there, then it should take off in popularity like a rocket.
Yeah,
it should go.
It doesn't make any sense so far from what you've described.
Thank you, though, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. But if it's true, then it should be pretty popular real fast.
Yeah, like, take about 5 minutes to be all over the world.
I'll buy that if it's really real. Hour 3's coming up. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press.
Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.